Ilhan Omar opposes sanctions on Venezuela, but wants them on Israel. By Joel B. Polak on January 28, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, rejected the Trump administration's new sanctions against Venezuela's state-owned oil company on Monday, doubling down on her defense of Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime last week. Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin and National Security Advisor John Bolton announced the sanctions against Petróleos de Venezuela, S.A., PDVSA, from the White House briefing room. Last week, the administration recognized the opposition, led by socialist Juan Guaido, as the legitimate government of Venezuela, and other nations followed. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. was acting in accordance with a provision in the Venezuelan constitution that exists to prevent the deterioration of democracy in the case of an autocratic regime such as Maduro's. Nevertheless, Omar raised against a U.S.-backed coup that aimed, she said, to bring a far-right opposition to power. She insisted that sanctions, not socialism, were the reason behind Venezuela's deepening economic woes. On Monday, she doubled down, tweeting that she opposed the administration's new sanctions against PDVSA. Trump's new sanctions on Venezuela are nothing more than economic sabotage designed to force regime change by starving the very people we claim to be helping. We must lift these and other sanctions impacting Venezuela's poor and support dialogue between the opposition and government. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 28, 2019. However, Omar supports sanctions against Israel as part of the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, which many critics have called anti-Semitic, since it only targets Israel and ignores Palestinian terror. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee earlier this month, despite her history of anti-Semitic rhetoric, her support for sanctions against Israel, and her radical foreign policy views in general. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.